We're going to learn Sota Daf Mem Aleph Amid Aleph. We are holding on Daf Mem Aleph Amid Aleph of Masecha Sota, and we are at the words Vikore Acharemos. So we're going to talk about how the Kohen Gadol reads Parshas Acharemos VeAchba Asar, and he would read Achba Asar, and he would skip from Acharemos to the Parsha VeAchba Asar. So from VaYikra Tesayin to VaYikra Chav Gimel. So ask the Gemara Minhu. I'll ask you Stira. It says in Maseches Megillah Daf Chav Dalid Midalgi. That you're allowed to skip around in the Navi when you're reading from the Navi, but you're not allowed to skip around when you're reading from the Torah. And over here we see that you're skipping in the Torah itself. Amar Abaye lo kasha kan b'kadei sheyivso katorgaman kan b'kadei shelo yivso katorgaman. It depends how long of a break you take. If you stop for long enough that the Torgaman there will be some downtime in between when the Torgaman translates the last thing you said and when you pick up the next pasuk, that's too long of a break. That's too long of a skipping around. But if it would not lead to that much of a break, then it's okay. So says Gemara v'ha'Allah Katani on this din that it's also to be medalig. The Mishnah says in Maseches Megillah, medalgin b'nav v'ein medalgin b'torah v'ad kam medalgin ad k'dei shelo yivso katorgaman mechal de b'torah klal klalo. The implication is that you're not allowed to be medalig at all in the Torah, because it says even when you're not allowed to be medalig in the Torah and you are allowed to be medalig in the Navi, even that's only within the amount of time kedesh yivso katorgaman. So it sounds like the issue of being medalig b'torah is even in less than that amount of time. Elo amar Abaye lo kasha kan b'inyan echad kan b'shnei inyanin. The our Mishnah talks about the Kohen Gadol being medalig. That's within a single inyan, like the inyan of Yom Kippur. So you're allowed to be medalig, but from one inyan to another, you're not allowed to be medalig. V'atani medalig b'torah b'inyan echad u'benavi b'shnei inyanin v'kan v'kan b'kedesh yivso katorgaman ein medalig minavi l'navi. The Brisa says explicitly that you're allowed to be medalig in the Torah within a single inyan, and in a Navi, even from one inyan to the next, but all of that is only in the amount of time that there won't be downtime after the Torgaman already translates. But then the Brisa adds a couple of more rules, that in the Navi of Treyasar, you're allowed to be medalig, but you're not allowed to be medalig from the backwards. You're not allowed to go from the later parts of the Sefer to the earlier parts of the Sefer. So main point number one is that you're allowed to be medalig in the Torah only within a single inyan, and only within the amount of time k'dei shelo katorgaman. But in the Navi, even from one inyan to the next, but also it's got to be because they should leave Sukkotorgaman. Okay, the Mishnah then said, "V'golel es haTorah u'manicha b'cheiko." Kohen Gadol rolls the Sefer Torah and he puts it in his lap, and he says to everyone there that "Yosir Mashal Krasi Lufnechem Kasuvkan." More than I've read to you is written here. Says Marva Kolkach Lama. Why does he have to express that? Shelo lahotzi laz al Sefer Torah, since the Tzibur is going to see that Parshas Ba'asar in Sefer Bamidbar is being read bal peh, and the parshas prior to that he read from the Sefer Torah, there he might come to say that this third parsha isn't written in the Torah, and it's a Sefer pogum, that there are things missing from the Sefer. So that's why he has to announce that this parsha is in the Sefer as well. The fact that he's not reading it from the Sefer is only because of the reason that we're about to explain. So, Uba'asar she'b'chumash ha'pikudim kari al peh, he reads the parsha from Bamidbar, from Sefer Bamidbar, bal peh. Let him roll the Sefer Torah from the Parsha in Vayikra Chav Gimel to the Parsha in Bamidbar Chav Tes Velikri, and let him read from the Torah itself. Why does he have to do Bal Peh? Amrafun Baridom Rav Sheshes Levishen Golden Sefer Torah but Tzibur. It's not covered at Tzibur to be gold the Sefer Torah and the Tzibur. Everyone's sitting there waiting for you to finish rolling the Torah. So the Gemara asks, if the reason that you don't read this Parsha Mitocha Sefer is because it's not covered at Tzibur to wait while we're being gold the Sefer Torah, Lacey Sefer Torah Echrinia. We have a different Eitzah. Why don't you bring another Sefer Torah like we do in our shuls? We take out two Sefer Torah, Velikri, and read from the other one. Rav Huna Bar Yehuda Amar Mishum Pugamal Shel Rishon. If you take out another Sefer Torah, people will say that there's something wrong with the first Sefer, and that's why you need the second one. Shem Melak Shem Lefi Shein Varchem Bracha Shein Etzricha. The reason you don't bring a second Sefer is if you take out that second sefer, you're going to have to say a second bracha, a birchas haTorah and the kriya from the second sefer, and that's going to cause a bracha shenetzricha. So he said, better to do a palpeh and cover it with all one bracha on the first sefer, rather than to have two separate brachas. Are we worried that the people who see you read the from the second sefer are going to think that the first sefer was pogum, and that's why you can't take out another sefer Torah? Let's say Rosh Chodesh Teves, which is the middle of Chanukah, falls out on Shabbos. Maybe Shalosh Toros. You bring from the Aron Kodesh three Sifrei Torah. V'kore achas min yano shal yom, v'achas shal Rosh Chodesh, v'achas b'shel Chanukah. And one of them you read the Parsha Shavua, one of them you read the Rosh Chodesh, and one of them you read the Chanukah Kriya. So you see that we're not worried that people are going to say that there's a problem with the first Sefer, because look, you're bringing out another Sefer. Sometimes we even bring out three Sifrei Torah. And the Gemara, Tosa Gavri b'Tosa Sifri leka pagama, Chad Gavra b'Trei Sifri ika pagama. When there are new people laning, new people getting the aliyos in each sefer, then it's not going to be a pagam. No one's going to say there was something wrong with the first one. But when there aren't new people getting the aliyos, it's the same person reading, like in the case of the Kohen Gadol, then people might say that there's a pagam in the first sefer Torah. So the next main point, the reason we don't take out, the reason we read the section from the Kohen reads the section from Bamidbar Baal Peh is that we can't keep the tzibur waiting while we roll it, and we can't take out another sefer because people will assume there's something wrong with the first one. Umevarich aleha shmona brachos. We said after the kriya, you say the Kohen Gadol says eight brachos. So the Gemara brings a brisa that explains the eight brachos. Tana Rabbanan, mevarchen ala Torah k'derek shem mevarchen beis haKnesses. You say birchas haTorah following leaning like we always do. Asher nasan lana Torah semes. Va'ala avoda ve'ala hoda'a. He says the bracha of ritzei and the bracha of modim. Val michnas avon melech mochel v'salech and kitikna like we do during tefila. Ala mikdash b'fnei atzmo. He says a bracha. An independent bracha about the Mikdash, v'alekhanim b'fnei atzman, an independent bracha about the Kohanim, v'al Yisrael b'fnei atzman, independent bracha about the Jewish people, v'al Yishlaim b'fnei atzman. Those are the eight brachos. V'ashar tefilas. So the Gemara brings a brisa that explains the nusach of the last bracha. Tan Rabbanan, hashar tefila. When the Mishnah says that the Kohen Gadol says a bracha that has a tefila in it, tchina rino uvakasha, shamcha Yisrael tzrichin livasha, that he has to offer a tefila that Klal Yisrael needs salvation, v'choseim b'shomei atfila, and he concludes it with shomei atfila. Mikan ve'ilach, after the Kohen Gadol finishes brachos, kalecha ve'echen sefer Torah mitoch beso, v'korebo, everyone takes out their own sefer Torah that they brought from their own homes, and they all read the parsha of the day from it, v'kol kach lama, why do they bring svarim, over there, and they don't just read it in their houses? Why do they have to schlep the svarim with them? Kedei laharus chazusa l'rabim. That's their way of showing the beauty of the Sifrei Torah to the masses, and that's a great zekei livanveyu, a great hidur mitzvah. That, look, you have such beautiful Sifrei Torah that each and every person wrote. So the reason that people bring Sifrei Torah from their own homes is to make a public display of the hidur mitzvah. Okay, new mission now. The mission in the beginning of the parak went through the parshas of Melech, the things that are said below, that the parshas mentioned, that the parshas of Melech is among those things that have to be said specifically in Lashon HaKodesh, and the Parashat HaMelech is that the Melech reads the Mishnah Torah, he reads Sefer Devarim on Chag HaSukkos of the year following a Shemitah year, like it says in the Torah, Vayitzav Moshe Osam Leimor, Miket Shev Hashon B'moit Shnas HaShemitah B'Chag HaSukkos, v'chule, it goes through the whole Chiyuv in the Chumash itself. The Torah doesn't say who reads it, but the Chum say that it's got to be the Melech that's reading Sefer Devarim at this gathering. So our mission is going to explain the entire Seder HaDvarim, how they did Parshas HaMelech. So Parshas HaMelech Ketzad, how would Parshas HaMelech be read? Motzai Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag Bashmini B'Motzai Shviyas, on the night after the first day of Yantiv, on the eighth year of the Shemitah cycle, meaning the first year of the Shemitah cycle, meaning the year after the Shemitah year, Osen Lo Bima Shel Eitz Ba'Azara. They would build like a stage for the Melech in the Azara, made out of wood, V'hu Yoshev Aleha, and he would sit on it, Shenamar Miket Shavashanim B'Moed, and the Pasuk says, Miket Shavashanim, we assume that means after 7 years already, over in the eighth year. Chazan HaKnesses, the one who's in charge of the Beis HaKnesses in the Azara, to bring the Sefer and to take it out and to put something over the Bima and prepared everything. Notel Sefer Torah, Venosan Rosh HaKnesses. He would take the Sefer Torah, give it to the Rosh HaKnesses, Rosh HaKnesses Nosel the Sagan, who in turn would give it to the Sagan, Vasagan Nosel the Kohen Gadol Nosel the Melech, Vamelech will make him a Kabbal the Korvi Yoshev. Sagan would give it off to the Kohen Gadol would hand it off to the Melech, and the Melech would sit and would read. So Agrippa Samelech, the Gemara says, the Mishnah rather says, that there was a Maisa, that Agrippa Samelech, who was a Melech Yisrael, but he descended from the Zera of Hordus, and during his time the second Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, and he was very machmer himself that even though a melech is allowed to read by yeshiva, Amad v'kibul v'kara omed, he stood, and when he got the Torah he read standing up. V'shibchu chacham, and the chacham praised him for giving such kavod to the Torah. U'kshigia lo sucha laseis alach ish nachri, and when he got to the pasuk that says that you're not allowed to appoint an ish nachri as a melech, zolgoin of Dema'os. His tears started streaming down his face because he knew that he was pasul min amalucha because he's from Zerah Hordus, who is an Eved and is not royal Lamalchus. Amr lo, so the people said to him, Al tisyari Agrippas, don't be afraid, Agrippas. Achinuata, you're our brother, don't worry, your mother is me Israel, and therefore it's totally fine. V'kari mitchilas ela advarim, the king would read from the beginning of Chumash Devarim, ad Shema, until Shema, which is in the sixth parak. U'Shema, v'hayim Shemoa, then he'd read Shema, then he'd skip to v'hayim Shemoa in Shemos Yer Aleph, which is Kabbalah Sal Mitzvos, and then Aser Ta'aser. Because Chakasukos is the time that we gather in all the grains, it's a time of giving Matnos Anim, Trumos Maisos, so he would skip to that part, and then he would read also Kisechala La'aser, that talks about Maisos, and then he'd go back to Parsha Shoftim, Parsha Samelech, and he would read the Parsha Samelech, even though it's before the Parsha of Kisechala La'aser, which is in Kisavo, he would go skip backwards in order not to break up the discussion of Maestros. So once he finished both parshas that relate to Maestros, he went back, and then Ubrachus Uklalos. Then he read the Brachus Uklalos from Kisavo, Ad Shegomer Kol HaParsha, until he finished the entire parshas Kisavo. Brachus Shekohen Gadol Mevarech Hasan, HaMelech Mevarech Hasan, El Shenosin Shel Regalim Tachas Mechilas HaAvon. The same Brachus that the Kohen Gadol would be Mevarech the people with on Yom Kippur, after he read, the Melech would be Mevarech the people with at Hakel, except that the Melech would give a Bracha of regalim, mekadosh shel vazmanim, instead of the bracha of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. So now the Gemara says as follows. We say in the Mishnah that the reading of the Parsha Melech was on Motzai Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag b'Shemini. So the Gemara thought that what the Mishnah meant to say was Shemini Shel Chag, which is Shemini Atzeres. Ask Gemara, b'Shemini Salka Daitach. It's mefurish in the Mishnah that it's Motzai Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag. So the Gemara says, Eima b'Sheminis. What we mean to say is b'Sheminis, Lashon Akeva, meaning the eighth year, not the eighth day. Now the pasuk says, "Miket sheva shanim v'moed shnas ha'shmita v'chag hasukos b'vo kol yishal de ra'o." So it says four simanim, about exactly four ways to indicate when this mitzvah was done. So why do I need all of these ways? So the Gemara says, "V'kol hani lamali." Why do I need all of these indications of exactly when it was done? Srichi, I need them all. D'ikos rachmanim miket. If it only would have said miket sheva shanim, and it would not have mentioned shnas ha'shmita, just would have said miket havamina nimnu mehashta, I would think that you start counting the 7 years from the day that Moshe was commanded in Arvos Moav about this. Even though it didn't come out during Shemitah, because Shemitah didn't apply until 14 years into their time in Eretz Yisrael. Kaz Rachmana Shemitah. That's why the Torah says Shemitah, that he counted starting from Shemitah. Because Rachmana Shemitah, and if it only would have said Shemitah, Avamina Besov Shemitah, I would think that you're mekayim this mitzvah at the end of the Shemitah, before Rosh Hashanah of the 8th year, during the actual 7th year, because that's what it sounds like, mitkeitz shev Hashanah, toward the end of the 7th year. So kaz rachmana b'moi, that's why I say that it's on a yantif, it's on sukkis, because b'moi, and if it only would have said b'moi, avamina mereshata, I would think on Rosh Hashanah, which is also a moed, kaz rachmana b'chagasukos, because rachmana b'chagasukos, avamina fil yom tov achron, if it only said chagasukos, I would think even Yom Tov Achron Shel Sukkos, which is Shemini Atzeres, even though Shemini Atzeres is a regel b'fnei atzma, but it's also partially related to Sukkos. So Kas Rachmana Bevo Kol Yisrael Me'aschal to Demoi. That's why it says Bevo Kol Yisrael, to tell me that even from the beginning of the Moed. So main point, the Melech would read the Hakel portions Dafka in the Motzai Yom Tov HaRishon of the year that follows a Shemitah year. And we'll conclude it there, and Be'ez Hashem tomorrow we'll pick up Mem Aleph Amid Beis.